In 1983, Indianapolis hosted one of the first summits on the emotional and psychological mistreatment of children. This week, experts and local, state, and international leaders are meeting here to continue that work. Side Effects reporter Carter Barrett reports that they're looking for new ways to tackle the problem.
Over three decades ago, Dr. Stuart Hart was a professor at the Indiana University, Purdue University of Indianapolis. He gathered a group of psychologists together and asked them to name the most critical issue facing children.
To my surprise, they said emotional abuse and neglect of children, psychological maltreatment of children. That's the issue that deserves top priority because it is so destructive and it's so poorly understood.
Hart then organized one of the first international conferences dedicated to the issue. Since that conference, we know a lot more about the impact of harmful experiences. It can last into adulthood.
There really is little question about how destructive it is to terrorize your child.
A groundbreaking study in the 90s highlighted the impact of adverse childhood experiences. They're known by the acronym ACEs and include abuse, incarcerated parents, divorce, or drug use. The study by Kaiser Permanente and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention surveyed some 17,000 people. It found that ACEs increased the risk of heart disease, alcoholism, drug abuse, depression, and early death. But Hart, who is now semi-retired, said there are ways to overcome these issues.
Your ACEs is not your destiny. It's not your future. It only becomes that if you allow it to and if you emphasize its destructive power rather than the manner in which you can intervene, you can overcome, and you can add the positive element.
One group trying to create these interventions is The Villages, a nonprofit that helps place foster children in stable homes. Dr. Dimitris Hutchins is on the board of The Villages and was a foster kid herself and changed homes 14 times. She agrees that ACEs shouldn't feel like a death sentence for youth, and she's seen attitudes change over the years.
Adults weren't too aware of when I was growing up. It was suck it up. You need to worry about, having a roof over your head versus, you know, how you're feeling right now.
And the local education consultant wants more children to overcome the odds.
My ability to overcome my circumstances and my background should not be unique. And the way that we make it not unique is, for instance, having summits like this.
The Village's CEO, Sharon Pierce, says this week's summit brings together people in many different fields. They'll tackle the issue from all sides, including those at the center, parents and their children.
What can we do to create neighborhoods that are caring communities? Who are the indigenous leaders that need to be partners to this? Again, not just the professionals, but who do we need to be holding hands with?
The summit includes representatives from the state departments that oversee education, child services, and mental health and addiction. Julie Whitman is the executive director for the Indiana Commission on Improving the Status of Children. She helped organize the summit and says it's focused on solutions.
They don't want it to just be an ivory tower conversation. You know, we need something to come out of it that's going to be practical, that can actually help real children.
Whitman says when the three-day summit concludes Tuesday, participants will leave with a game plan. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Carter Barrett.